So I'm going to talk to you today about the development of an electronic ELR system that we developed to process ELRs for hepatitis C surveillance. And this project was supported in part by the appointment of a SHINE Informatics Fellow. So Harris County Public Health is the county health department that services the unincorporated Harris County population. We have over 700 public health professionals employed in our department. Harris County is the third most populous county in the country with an estimated 4.3 million individuals. Approximately 2.2 million of those individuals reside within the Harris County jurisdiction. The county spreads over approximately 1,800 square miles, approximately the size of Rhode Island. And our population is geographically, politically, and demographically very diverse. So hepatitis C surveillance at Harris County historically has involved investigation of cases that are reported to us with some kind of evidence of acute onset, so either symptoms consistent with hepatitis or an elevated ALT level. ELRs are generally not investigated. Since January 1st of 2014, Texas has received over 60,000 ELRs for hepatitis C. About 1,100 of those were coded as Harris County cases. However, we know this to be an underestimation. So in developing this project, we thought, okay, what do we have that we can currently leverage? So in Texas, we have a statewide view for certain conditions, hepatitis C being one of those, that allows investigators to look at previous testing even though that person may have resided in a different jurisdiction at the time. This is important because it allows us to say, okay, so even though this person currently lives in Harris County, they may have lived in a different jurisdiction previously when they were tested. And we have data dated back to 2005. So we have an in-house IT application and database development staff and in-house project management staff, both of which were crucial to the development of this system, and the appointment of an ITIP fellow. So we viewed this as a surveillance enhancement project. Traditional surveillance methods for hepatitis C, due to the overwhelming burden of disease, there's just so many cases, and the fact that most of them are identified not as acute cases but as chronic cases, we thought that developing something that was an automated process would enhance our surveillance. We simply don't have the capacity to investigate every case of hepatitis C positive lab results that comes into our department. So when fully implemented, this process will be executed every 2 weeks. We import new records from our state ELR system. We sort by individual. There is a unique patient identifier assigned by the state system. And then we evaluate all available lab reports that are available for that individual to possibly rule out acute infection. We also have geocoding capabilities to further refine our cases, but also to possibly identify clusters of disease. So our case categorization was based on the CSTE Position Statement 15 ID03. We coded in queries to be able to identify confirmed chronic cases, probable chronic cases, and then seroconversions. We also tried to develop a query that would also identify resolution of infection or possible resolution of infection. The major challenges are the fact that negative results are not reportable in Texas. So we'd like to start a discussion in Texas regarding possibly having a pilot study to turn on those negatives, at least if there was a positive diagnosis previously, so we could identify those folks that have been tested, treated, and possibly have their infections resolved. Jurisdiction at the state level is based on zip code. It's the best of a data point that they have available at the state, but due to the complexities of some of our local jurisdictions, it results in a lot of referrals, which takes a lot of time to get those cases to and from different health departments. And as an informatics fellow, I work within the epidemiology program, and our county has very strict rules regarding permissions and access levels for non-IT staff. So this project was really developed very, very much in conjunction with our IT staff. So it's an innovative process in that a local jurisdiction has access to statewide results so that we could see results for patients that resided in other jurisdictions previously. And in the future, we would like to expand our project to include a physician notification component. So if we identify a patient that has a certain testing patterns or a certain set of tests that were run, we can refer that patient for additional testing and treatment. So thank you very much for your time and attention.